Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go with 21st Century News right here on Party or Go Home, Mystic Records Radio.
Meditate, all I say.
everywhere. The way I see it, the way I see it, that's just the way I see it. Leaving all places bad. The way I see it, the way I see it, that's just the way I see it. Black and white, picture for our war. I just can't take it anymore. I just can't take it.
Whenever you're stressed out, it's always a good idea to go down to a nice, sunny, warm beach if it's available for you.
I heard myself today. imagination, that's the thing. For our journey that we must partake. Close your eyes, open your mind. Resurrect your deep inside. It's up to you. They cannot stop you. You can be what you wanna be. You can be just what they say.
Yeah!
history for you. Rat Pack formed in 1984, Oxnard, California, and singer Matt Rat was covering the vocal duties for RKL, Rich Kids on LSD, while singer Jason Sears was away on medical leave. And just prior to recording, Jason returned from his leave of absence. So this left a dilemma with an album to record and suddenly no band. Matt was told to throw something together by Doug Moody and recorded the album anyway. So after a few rehearsals, Chris Rust, Alpo Duncan, borrowed from RKL, Dave Casillas and Stalic 13 from Stalic 13, and Mike Torres from Northrop Stretcher, I can't talk this morning, Rat Pack was born. And it was only meant to be a recording project for the Nardcore album on Mystic. Rat Pack ended up doing three more records for Mystic, including their 1985 self-titled 7-inch Ice Cream, Acid, and Cigarettes. So this is the song that you just heard, and I think we should put that out again. It was a really, really good song, or good band, too. Okay, so next up, they used to play the Café de Grand once in a while. Party Animal. Cortez at the Café de Grand. We were waiting backstage for them to go up next, and of course I was directing traffic back there, making sure the bands get in and loaded up and ready to perform, and Tony wanted me to spray paint him blue.
Go!
Double play back-to-back. Here's Gang-Related Death. From the UK. Good old-fashioned hardcore.
Remember, Agnostic Front is not playing at the Rock Hotel. I think they're giving them a little bit of a... No mercy! Thank you. I just found something out. You guys are all going to be on an album. This is going to be an Aggression live album at CBGB's. And you're the stars! We're going to play a new song now called The Keeper.
Aggression live at CBGB's, and we have a caller here on the line. Looks like Tequila Mockingbird.
Hey, goodness. Hello, Candace.
Hi,
good
how
morning.
Are you doing?
Fine. I have a question.
Okay.
What day is it?
It's Sunday. Fun day.
There you go. It's Sunday. It's official. It's official. It's Punk Rock Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're going to play some rigor mortis for us today?
Oh, well, yeah, I can play some rigor mortis for you. Let me see. The Awakening. I've got The Awakening. Mike Knox told me it took him 20 years to find somebody who could put that song out for him, and he was so thankful. And I've got to find it in my quay here.
Fantastic. Yes, we'll dedicate this to Big Ed.
Oh, I miss him so much. He was such a great guy.
I was just watching Rammstein this morning, and I was thinking to myself, if he had lived, that was Big Ed.
Right. He was such a great guy. Really, really fun. It's kind of strange, but, you know, one time he showed up with this T-shirt on that had a print of bullet holes with blood dripping on it. So I said, oh, nice shirt. And he said, yeah, the maggots can crawl in. So I used to call him Maggot after that. That was my nickname for Big Ed.
Uh-huh. Your love name for Big Ed, the Maggot. Well, I used to manage Rigor Mortis, so I'm a big fan of theirs, for sure. I had them open for Nina Hagen at the Beverly Hills Playhouse to bring some reality to punk rock in Beverly Hills.
All right. Sweet, sweet.
Rodney was our DJ, and there was Rigor Mortis opening for Nina Hagen, full black leather, hair standing on end and everything. It was such a treat to watch the people in Beverly Hills freak out.
I know, because Mike Knox always wore that great big mohawk. I mean, his hair standing straight up. And he had a lot of hair. I was looking at one of his pictures the other day, and that boy had a lot of hair.
He still has hair. I mean, to the envy of all of his friends, he still has a lot of hair.
Yeah, he does. Well, I've got In the Trenches here by Rigor Mortis. Wait. Oh, that says zero. Okay. That one didn't load up correctly. So
okay.
Anyway, well, I'm still looking for it. Give me a moment.
They
never let me down at the cafe. You know, they always had their instruments there and ready to play. And, you know, a lot of bands would walk in there and it's like, oh, God, no, I can't play here, and then run for the door.
Well, it was the most punk rock place in town, for sure. I mean, I worked at Raji's first. I worked at Raji's when it was King's Palace. And then when it became Raji's, I was there. And then when Adnan took it over, I was there. And I left when Dobbs took it over. But that's when I moved over to hanging out at the cafe.
I see. I never went there before Dobbs took it over. Otherwise, you know, I just would go home after work. You know, working at the cafe was just a job, you know, a fun job. But, you know, I had kids to take care of and, you know, a home to go to.
Uh-huh. Well, I got a home, what, last week or something? So I tend to, like, just, you know, do art all day long somehow. I don't know how. But
oh, that's fun. It's great to be creative.
Yeah, but, you know, like now I'm trying to make a living at art. So luckily I work for UCLA Preserving Punk Rock, which is my passion.
And what's involved in that?
Well, what's involved is securing items that mean something to the history of punk and preserving them in the archives of the library at UCLA. Like Janet Cunningham, who is my agent for punk rock, agent for all the punk rockers. Whenever you see a movie from the 80s, you'll see that the background artists are all punk rockers. And that was Janet who booked all those people. So when she died, everything was given to UCLA. I made sure that everything went to UCLA because I promised her before she died on her deathbed that I would make sure she had an art show. And I little did I know I'd have, this is like an art show that'll last forever. Like generations of kids will be able to study her history thanks to placing all of her work in UCLA.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really great that you did that. I was sad to hear that Janet had passed away because I didn't even know.
Yeah, it wasn't sudden. She'd been ill before, but I got to go and spend time with her in the hospital a couple of times, like three or four times before she died. I went and hung out with her and talked to her until she wasn't lucid anymore. But, you know.
She was a really nice girl. I remember her from the cafe. She was really sweet and helped a lot of people, you know.
Definitely. Okay. We all lived on Wednesday night red beans and rice, and she would make it for all the homeless punk rock kids. So we'd always be at her house for red beans and rice on a Monday night. Yeah.
Well, she must have been behind the dinners at the cafe as well, because I remember quite a few dinners for the homeless at the Café de Grand as well.
Fantastic. Yes, yes. It was good. You know, the thing about punk rock that was really great was that it was all of us runaway, homeless, mostly kids, taking care of each other.
Yeah, we formed like a street family, you know.
Yes, definitely. All
and
right,
we're
I'll
still
let you get
together.
On with your day.
We're
yeah,
still
we're
together.
Still together. That's the cool part.
That's right. We're still
it's
together.
Years
and
later, our family is still together.
That's right. That's right. All these years later, and we're still helping one another. And I've got rigor mortis for you in the trenches. Here we go.
I know. I'm like all over the place. I'm just expanding. See, but that's really just Donald saying hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Candace.
How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing okay. How's everything?
Everything's great. And for those listening, this is Don Nino from his band with Tequila Mockingbird, the Apollinaire. And you can pick up their songs on iTunes.
Mystic Records.
Well, I'm going to make one more request. I'm going to request some
I had to throw a little Jeff in there for have a nice day, you guys.
That's pretty punk rock for sure. You got any 45 Grave?
I do not. But I have some RKL, Dr. No.
Oh, yeah. And I bet you have, like, some D Detroit, USA.
Oh, here's a good one. Incest Cattle off the Partner Go Home album.
Incest Cattle.
My callers. Okay, well, I didn't mean to do that. All right, here we go. Think positive.
California, because it's Sunday morning and I'm having my wake and bake.
Okay.
That's the California salute to morning.
Good morning, wake and bake. Very good, very good.
We actually started a radio show called Wake and Bake, but then, like, I guess one was enough for my friends.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So, I was wondering, so what other hot punk rock chicks are there on the label that we can play this morning?
Punk rock girls?
Punk rock girls.
Okay. Well, that'll take me a moment to find, so our listeners don't get bored. I'm going to play a Dr. No song while I'm digging up some girls for you.
Brandon,
Hollywood girls. Who will be the lucky one? Who will be the deadly one? Who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Who will see when the rest are blind? Who will remain frozen in time? Who will flee underground? Once the blanket scorches the ground, who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Horror waits for those who remain. Ice cold blood drops in their veins. Arm yourself to the teeth. Recall the threat of Mr. Freeze. See the blood drops in your eyes. See your family burned alive. Doesn't really know you. He just knows where you live. He's raided your child's bedroom and burned his virgin skin. He's crucified your Nathan and left it at a rot. He's paraded you down the street. Next, I've got Miss Maxine Murder for you guys all out there, and I'll let you pick the song. We have Out of My SNL, Say When, Sticks and Stones, We Are All Gods.
I would say Sticks and Stones, but I just wanted to mention that Brandon Cruz is out there making life a beautiful thing. Still,
yes,
Dr.
he
Nose.
Is, and he's keeping Dr. No's memory alive. Thank you, Brandon Cruz. We love you.
Usually I put everything on a Tierrapalooza page.
You
and that's
do.
Where the masters. Yeah. I was talking about Tierrapalooza page. Like Donald and I like to collect odd memes on Facebook and mess around with them. We're going to be on TV on the 22nd of February on Vice TV. And we're doing a time travel expose, only we're the time travelers.
Oh, very good. So, I like to travel back through time, too. So I'll be sure to tune in. And go ahead and post it on the Mystic website and all over, everywhere you want.
Okay.
So everybody
all right.
can
Definitely.
Tune in.
All right. So let's do some more punk rock. How many girls did you run into in your studies?
Well, I have quite a few. Here's one from Italy, Maria Rosario. And she's so cute.
So she's from
and
Italy, and she's a punk rock girl from Italy.
Yes, she's very punk.
All right.
Got
Hollywood Girls EP, the 7-inch original pressing.
Well, you know
for
how
sale
much, you
up
know
there
how
on the
we...
website if anybody's interested. It's got Bitch, Hellion, and quite a few Hollywood Girls.
Well, we do like the 7 inches.
I know where your mind is at. It's pushing me out of the gutter.
It's the punk rock way. It's a 10-inch or it's a 7-inch, but it's punk girls either way.
Okay, and the safety word is say when. Death on the Radio.
I'm
it's funny. El Duce was an MC for strippers at the Ivar Club in Hollywood. And this song reminds me of a bikini contest I was in one time at Riss Muller's Country Club. And this girl in front of me got booed and spit on. And it's like, get up and die. She got up and she died, you know. And I was so nervous when I went on stage. I just kind of put my back to the crowd, and I pulled my – it was a low tan line contest. And I pulled my bikini straight up my butt. And all these guys were, like, clapping and whistling, and they even put me on the news that night, but they bleated out my butt. One of my girl friends said, hey, I seen you on the news last night.
Your butt is legendary, by the way.
I know.
Boys at the cafe still talk about your butt, and it's over 30 years later, and they're still talking about your butt.
Oh, that's sweet. Very sweet. I like that. In high school, this guy used to tap me on the back and ask me if I had a license for that trailer. And I'd look at him and say, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have a clue.
The boys in high school had lots of names for that. Caboose.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, here, I've got a good one with Brandon Cruz. You're going to love this one. It kind of goes with the mode.
All right.
Ooh, he's making some macho.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Hey, you guys.
authentic.
Are we having fun?
That's fun!
Oh, yeah. Better him than me.
I'm sure you have some good El Duce stories.
Oh, yes, I do. Well, El Duce told me that Courtney asked him to get rid of Kurt for her. I have lots of El Duce stories, but if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Well, you know, I remember, my daughter used to say that all the time. I remember one time when we were doing the cold seat, for those who don't know, we had a radio, not radio, we had a live show, comedy show with El Duce every Wednesday night at the Café de Grand. And at one particular time, we had Tequila come up on stage with him, and everything was going fine. And then she said something. I don't know. You have to look at Lewis's film of it. It's up on YouTube. But he threw her off the stage.
I called him a porn dork.
That's right. That's right. I remember now.
And you're a porn dork, El Duce. And I guess he's not being called a porn dork. Are you calling me a porn dork?
It's a no-brainer. You work at the Ivar Strip Club.
Oh, he had a great time doing that. That was like the place. That was before Jumbo's, before Courtney was a stripper at Jumbo's. We should get some of the strippers on this show. I'll see if I can round up some old strippers to talk about the old days, because all the punk rockers hung out with the strippers.
No, well, I never did, but, you know, I saw Angeline at the cafe one time, but, you know, it was a job for me. I didn't really hang out too much unless I went to the Zero, you know. But
I hung out constantly. Yeah.
We're winding down to the last 5 minutes of the show here. And here we go, Crazy Dave Angers crankshaft. Thank you guys for coming on the show today, Don and Tequila.
Rock and roll.
That's right, rock and roll. You guys take it easy, and we're going to leave you with Shit for Brains by Bleed UK Punk Degenerates.
Just the same.
Selfie.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friend. Thumbs up for your whiny problems. My clothes fly over your head. You tree red. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. Go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit about what you ate. I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're wrong when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your maladies. Don't post pictures of food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Go eat a dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in, and have a great day.
And no one cares about your ugly ass, kid. You're not sick, but it's another young fuck. You're not that fine, and your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friends, your connections, and your relationship.